This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got a call the other day from a guy who used to be on this program quite a bit. He said he's got some new stuff he'd like to run by us, so we told him it would be great to have him back on. He's even actually got his own music, which maybe some of you might recognize. That's what we in the radio business call a sting. It's the one we made for Stephen Dubner and Freakonomics, and if we're playing it, it can only mean one thing, right? Dubner, how are you?
I'm great. I missed you. I feel like I lost a limb and got it back.
Welcome back, man. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
What do you got going on?
Well, let me ask you this, Kai, a little bit of a personal question.
Okay.
I'm guessing, from what I know, that you're a pretty good husband overall. Am I right?
I like to think so, yes. We could check with my wife, but we'll take my word for it. How about that?
Have you ever given her, let's say, a piece of jewelry, perhaps a diamond at one point?
I have, yes. It's been a while, but yeah.
All right, let me ask you to cast your mind back to then and step into this fellow's shoes for just a moment.
All right. My name's Jason Serrata.
And I am Kristen Serrata.
Jason and Kristen live in outside of Lansing, Michigan. They've got a couple young kids. And Jason has some pretty strong views on family finance, I should say.
Okay.
And he looks at my grocery list and says, why do you get light bulbs? And I said, well, we're already burned out. He said, they're not burned out. I just unscrewed them a teeny little bit. And I said, well, why did you do that? And he said, well, the energy savings, as well as we don't actually need this much light right here.
You know what I love is he only unscrewed them a teeny little bit so that they still stay in there so she wouldn't notice. But
exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the Serratas. Now, picture this. A few months back, around Christmas time, they were invited to a fundraiser for a local charity. And it didn't cost them anything to go, but they wanted to contribute a little bit. And there was a raffle for a diamond that was worth $7,500.
Okay.
It's a princess cut, one carat, and it is really nice. A beautiful diamond.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. But come on, nobody I know ever wins those things, right? It's always somebody else.
You don't know the Serratas. You don't know them. They did win.
Okay.
They were very happy.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you this. If you were in Jason's shoes and you and your wife just won this beautiful diamond, what would your first thought be?
Oh, I'm totally going to get into trouble here, but I would sell it. Are you kidding me? Because it's $7,500 versus a diamond, please.
Well, there you go. You and Jason would be buddies. That was his thought. Kristen, meanwhile, wanted to wear it. And by that night, they were in a fight.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, it was not good.
It was horrible.
All right. So what happened? Cut to the chase here.
Well, what happened is Jason hid the diamond in the laundry room way up high where Kristen wouldn't see it. I'm serious.
Seriously? Yep. And how did that work out? That didn't end well.
Not very good. It kind of escalated from there. And so the diamond became part of this vast repository of what I've learned is known as the overhang.
Huh.
The overhang is every diamond ever sold in history that is on someone's finger or in a bank vault or in some drawer somewhere.
Hmm. That is Edward J. Epstein. He's been writing about the diamond industry for decades.
Well, this is kind of interesting, right? Because the diamond industry itself sort of controls the market, if you will, right?
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
They have kept prices high over the years by constricting demand, kind of matching demand to the number of engagements, for instance, for engagement rings. And also keeping prices high, again, is that overhang, because all those unsold diamonds that people keep because they think of them as investments makes them valuable because they are constricted.
One of the great illusions of our time is that diamonds are forever valuable. They are not.
Right. Especially not if it's just sitting there
in
your laundry room.
Totally.
The other thing is that reselling a diamond for a civilian like you and me is not so easy. The markup from a jeweler is huge, so you can't expect to get all that much if you sell it back to a jeweler, and you don't have that many choices. It's what economists call a thin market. So what the Serratas needed, if they wanted to sell, was a thick market, like maybe everybody. So after a lot of back and forthing, they made a decision finally.
What did they do?
After discussing it with Kristen, we have decided to put it on eBay as an auction. And what we're going to do is donate 50% of the proceeds back to the charity that we won it from.
Oh, those are good people. That's smart.
They are good people, aren't they? Better than you and me, certainly. So, Kai, listen, if you know anybody that wants to buy a diamond, not just any diamond, the diamond that was won at a raffle and fought over and hidden in a laundry room and fought over some more, head to eBay, search for Freakonomics Charity Diamond. I'm going to check back in a week and see if the winning bidder was perhaps one Rizdahl.
which it will not be, my friend. Stephen Dubner, one of the co-authors of Freakonomics. As you know, they have a podcast. It is called also Freakonomics. You got it on iTunes. Dubner, we will talk soon, I guess.
I look forward to it, Kai. Thank you.